What's up, guys? This is James from ALTInsider.com, and welcome to the first edition of the ALT Insider Podcast. Before we get things started today, let's get that intro music.
Welcome to the ALT Insider Podcast, dedicated to making you have the most fun possible while living or dreaming about living in Japan. Whether you've been here for years or are just starting to consider it, we've got you covered. And now, your host, broadcasting from somewhere in Japan,
James.
James here, coming at you with the Inside Japan Podcast. I wish I'd keep that music going, but I lost the backing track to that. I definitely have been searching longer than I'd like to admit to find it, but I could not find it. So sadly, the intro, the very retro intro, has to end there on this 140th episode of the Inside Japan Podcast, which, as always, is brought to you by jobinjapan.com, guys. So if you need to find a job in Japan, that's the place you got to go, jobinjapan.com. If you haven't done it by now, I don't know what's wrong with you. Go over there, jobinjapan.com. They got a cool place to find auto interviews. What I mean by auto interview is a place where you can answer some general questions on video form. People can check it out when they check out your resume. It's a way easier way to get a job, as long as you're, as I know you are, professional, happy to be there, a very driven person. But anyways, jobinjapan.com is where you got to be. My friends, we are here at, I'm guessing the longest listeners might have felt this coming, right? Might have felt that this day would come. And what do I mean by this day, right? Well, this day is the last time I will be on this hosting the show, I guess I should say. This is the last time I will be hosting the show and putting out a weekly show of the Inside Japan Podcast, or as it was previously called, the ALT Insider Podcast. And there's a lot of reasons to go for that. So before we get into that, I do want to say the show is going to continue. I will not be the main person. I hope to come on every once in a while, but I will not be the main driving force behind that. You'll learn more of those details in the next episode, which will be my last episode appearing on the show. For that show, though, I will not be the host. So you'll get a nice taste of what the future will be in that episode coming up next week. But for this one, this is just going to be me, my last solo show here, so you guys can get teared up out there. This will be my last solo show. But before we get into the kind of why and kind of wrap it up, you know, everything, I found some cool facts to share. So as this is my last show, of course it will continue, but for right now, we've had about 330-ish episodes come out. So if you can do the math there, you know, 56 weeks a year, 300-something episodes. It's been a long time. It's been a long go of this podcast thing. The first episode came out, and I found this number. I was like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. It was April 7th, 2015. Just think about it. Wow, what? How long ago was 2015 now? That seems like a long time, and it is. And this is it. This is going to be the last one. The longest episode ever is, for fun facts here, not really important, but the longest episode was the Inside Japan Podcast episode number 5, which was called Fixing the Jet Program, 1 hour and 13 minutes. Not even that long, really. I mean, a lot of podcasts go much longer than that. But for me, 30 minutes about always seemed right. The shortest episode I ever did was a solo show on the ALT Insider Podcast, episode 51, which is How Do I Make a Great First Impression on My JTEs? And yeah, there you go. That was the longest and shortest episode. But 300-some episodes, 6.5 days now of podcasts I've created here, which again is just stroking my own ego of, wow, I did this. But it's pretty cool. It's definitely pretty cool to hear about that, to hear those numbers, because it seemed like a long time now. And I can say that I know you have something special when it doesn't feel like work when you're doing something. Like, this is just something like, because if I told you right now, the person listening out there said, hey, start a podcast and you got to put an episode out every week. Now, depending on what kind of person you are, or what, if you know, your interests or whatever, but that might seem like a lot of work. Like, wow, I don't want to do that every week. I got to put an episode together and find someone to interview and all that stuff. But once I was into the heat of doing this podcast, it was not work at all, you know? And that's where the magic is, right? That's where good stuff gets made, right? It's when you're doing stuff you want to be doing, right? You want to be putting in the effort to make a good product, right? I say product, I mean, it was only a product as in making, directly making money after the 162nd episode was when JobsJapan.com contacted me, Peter, there, and said, hey, want to sponsor the show, but let's change the name and make it more, you know, general about Japan. And that took 161 episodes before I got any kind of direct income from the podcast. So for anyone out there that's thinking how long it takes, that's how long it took me. I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's how long it took me. But yeah, Peter really helped out and really, in the end, extended the life of the show and gave it a second life, kind of, because I was kind of getting to the point of 161 episodes in. I was definitely still going to continue, but I was kind of like, you know, I've said a lot of stuff. I've interviewed a lot of people. Quick history lesson for anyone that doesn't know. So the show started with just solo show. I talked about being an ALT in Japan. That's all I did. That's all my website was about, too, was just being an ALT. And I sold lesson plans that were directly related to the book, the textbooks that all junior high schools were using in Japan. If you were teaching as an ALT in junior high school in Japan, you had to have the same book. And I made lesson plans that were directly corresponding to that that book. And that went really well. Well, better than I ever expected it would go. I sold a lot of those things. And the podcast, I'm sure, was a part of that. But about, you know, two years after I just was doing solo shows, like, I think I've said everything I could say by myself. I'm going to interview people in this ALT world. And I was like, well, I don't know how many people are in the ALT world, but let's just try it. So interviewed a few people there, had some good shows there. And that went well for a while. People really responded to that. And I found that if you have guests, you get more listeners, probably because people on the show share it and stuff. And, you know, one way to guarantee a person shares a podcast is usually to have them on it, right? That's something I've learned in my many years now of doing this. So that definitely worked to getting, you know, more people listening to the show. And the growth really started at that point. And then a little bit after that, I said, how far can I take this, right? Can I get more in the periphery of like just like people that are in Japan, like maybe YouTubers and stuff? And that worked, right? That was another big step up in the show, was interviewing some people that were just in the periphery of Japan. Always keeping the base, though. Like, my website was always about being a good teacher in Japan, how I think being a good being an ALT was a great way to start your career in Japan. Not a great way to finish it, but a great way to start it. And I still have those same thoughts. And then it turned into as I got out of teaching, being an ALT, the show went with my interests. So instead of being about how to be an ALT, it kind of turned into how to get your next job after being an ALT. Became like my sweet spot where I covered a lot. And then after that, I covered a little bit about how to get your first job, right? I set up the resume website, altinsiderresumereview.com. That was okay. And I helped a lot of people there, you know, get on the JET program or get interviews at least on the JET program. And that was really cool. And then I felt like in my head, I don't know if I ever, you know, felt it, acknowledged the thought. But I felt like I covered everything at that point when I kind of finished that little stretch there of talking about how to get your first job in Japan. Then I was like, you know what? I think I've covered it all, right? Now, I covered how to get your first job in Japan in depth. I covered how to, you know, be a good worker once you're in Japan, you know, mainly about teaching, but, you know, that too. How to get your next job in Japan. And I was like, what else is there for me, right? What else is this? What else? I don't have my expertise, if you can call it that, is gone now. There's nothing else I can cover, you know. But I still kept the show going. You know, I did have a sponsor now, so I wanted to keep, you know, obviously it was a source of income for me, and I wanted to keep going and putting out good episodes for everyone. But there was a time in my mind where I felt, hey, I'm just kind of kicking my wheels here on this show. And I really racked my brain about what can I do to change it, right? What can I do to fix it, right? To kind of not fix it, but fix is the wrong word, but kind of to change the script. Because I remember I read one review. Anyone that gave me a review, by the way, thanks so much. And in the future, well, still appreciate all reviews because the show will continue again. They would love to have your reviews. So if you haven't left a review yet on iTunes, please do so. But one person I remember left a review saying, I love the show, even though it's the same structure every time, or something like that. In those words, were like, the structure's always the same, but I still like the show. And I know he left a positive review, but I didn't like that. I was like, what? It's the same structure, but if you think about it, he's right. I mean, I just did the same thing every time, asking, so what do you do in Japan now? Okay, cool. You know, let's talk about the future. Let's go back to your beginnings. What got you into Japan in the first place? Okay, cool. What was the next step? How can other people do that? Okay, see ya. And that really was, I mean, not to simplify my 300 something episodes, but there's a lot of episodes where that's exactly the structure it is. And that's, I start liking that. And another thing, the problem came, not problem, but it's not a problem at all. It's like I got more listeners. The more I did the show, the more listeners I got, right? Which, of course, is I'm making it sound like a bad thing, which is insane. But the show kept growing, and I got to like a point, like just under the 10,000 mark of listeners, that like it just couldn't grow anymore. There was no more growth going on at this point, too. So I was saying, like, okay, that combined with the thought of it kind of getting stagnant, I was like, what else can I do, right? I have to keep it in Japan, or Peter has no point to keep sponsoring me. JobsInJapan.com has no point to keep sponsoring me. So what can I do? And I didn't know. I never found that thing that could keep it going, right? I never did. So that's, again, which at those, I don't know the timeline of this, that's when I started thinking about, hey, maybe this show is, maybe this show does have an ending, right? Does have a time to be finished, you know? And then let's go to the, you know, the 5-year timeline. When I had my first son in 2015, at the end of 2015, right about when the show came out, actually when the show started, we, my wife, decided we would go to America before he turned, went to first grade, went to kindergarten. And that happened, right? That much time has elapsed. It was time for me to go to America now. And I did. And that really was the straw that broke the camel's back, because now I wasn't attached to, outside of my translation work, I'm not attached to Japan. I'm not attached to Japan or the teaching in Japan or working in Japan at all, really, anymore. It's kind of gone for me. I know I'm still working for Japanese companies, but this, my head is not there. You know what I mean? So I feel like I can't offer anything anymore. And I could tell over the, I don't know if you listeners would agree with me, but in the last two months or something, I could tell. I just, my heart hasn't been in it. And it's not because I haven't been trying, but because I feel like I have nothing else to share. You know, and that's kind of a bad feeling, where I have nothing to share, but I have to keep putting out episodes, but there's nothing that I'm not doing anything that at one time was really unique, I felt, you know, because there was no, though, if you go back to those days when I started the show, there was no podcast for ALTs on the internet, you know, there wasn't any. There was some YouTube stuff, but there was no ALT podcast, and I felt like, hey, this is my thing, because I love being ALT, I thought I was a good ALT, you know, but, and then, you know, my biggest regret is, I don't know if you listen, but I made a 10-episode retrospective of my time in Japan. You can find it on the website if you look. And I wish I ended the show then, because that's kind of a beautiful way to end it, I thought. But I didn't, because I thought I was going to keep it going, you know. But I didn't, so I came back to America, got set up with my house here. Set up with my house. I'm still recording on the floor. But I'm in my house now. My savings have dwindled to almost nothing. It's sad and scary. But that's what happens when you buy a house. You know, a lot of money goes out the door, and more goes out every day, it seems like. You know, they don't tell you, when you get a new house, guys, and you got to furnish it, oh my God. Like, it just, you go to, if you take a trip to Lowe's or a home store, you're not getting out of there. You're getting out of there $200 lighter, minimum. Because the stuff you remember, oh yeah, blinds. Who knows how much blinds cost? When you got to get 15 blinds, that's like $300. Jesus. Anyways, it's not what the show's about. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm happy to have a house. I'm lucky to have my own house. But just know it's expensive. So, anything you can help, that'd be great. No, just kidding. I'm not asking for donations. But, so anyways, at that point, I felt like I couldn't say anything. I had nothing to add to the show. I'm not connected to Japan anymore. I felt, you know what? It's time for me to not do this anymore. So I talked to Peter, and we came up with a solution of someone else is going to continue the show. Another thing that's funny is my biggest two listener episodes in the history of the Inside Japan podcast happened in the last 2 months. Like, it's like 14,000 listens or something, and I never had 10,000 before. I got 14,000 and then 12,000 or something. Just the last 2 months of the show have been the biggest ever, and now I'm going to leave it. So that feels kind of funny and kind of silly. But, and I go, I mean, could I squeeze out longer and, you know, get more sponsorships or something? Maybe, but I just, my heart's not in it, so I don't want to do it anymore. When I'm not, I don't feel I can add anything. I have fun when I'm making something that I think people are going to enjoy, and people are going to say, wow, that was really cool. James made that. Cool. Thanks, James. That's the kind of thing I want to do. If I can't do that anymore, I'm out. So I am out. Since this kind of will be my last thing about, you know, in the ALTinsider.com world. I do have a question for anyone listening. I should have talked about it in the beginning, but I do want someone, and this is a paid job, if you know anyone or are someone that can do it, I want to redesign the website to make it much simpler, okay? So cut the riffraff. I want blogs, past podcasts, and that's it. Like, I want a simple play that looks cool, but very simple, right? That'll just be a place where the website can sit forever, right? Because I do have hundreds of blog posts I want to keep up there. I do have, obviously, hundreds of podcasts I want to keep up there. But I want it to be easy to find and not so, you know, not so much stuff around the website, you know what I mean? So if anyone wants to do that, I will pay you for it. Please contact me on Twitter, ALTInsiderFY, James at ALTInsider.com on Gmail, or you can find me, ALTInsiderFY, you can find me. Discord, of course. If you or someone you know would like to help me simplify ALTInsider.com, please contact me because I want to do it. But as I was saying, before we do close this out, I want to talk about the story, because I don't want to go deep here, but like the message of ALTInsider.com that I think is, I hope people can carry with them, and I'll carry with me. I was looking at what I put as my description, you know, my first episode, and I'll read it to you. It says, James Winovich, ALT, freelancer, blogger, fun enthusiast. So I was thinking, like, what is that? You know, that sounds kind of stupid, like fun enthusiast. But that really is what I am in at heart, is what I want it to be. Is like, a lot of people make the ALT position, specifically about ALTs right now, make the ALT position some bad thing, right? It's like some, wow, you're an ALT, that must suck, you know, that kind of thing. But it really isn't like that. If you set out to make it fun, right? And I'm not trying to be some apologist for, like, you know, lowering pay and all that stuff. I'm not saying you should just pay whatever they offer you and just, you know, close your eyes and just work as an ALT forever at all. But if you go at your job in a way that you're, you know, people think you're good at it, right? And people are satisfied with it, it will be more fun for you. I promise that. Okay? I know everyone has different circumstances and situations in their life, but I promise you, that's kind of what I wanted to do. Is I wanted to take away the excuses people had of why being an ALT isn't fun. I gave you, you know, if you bought it, of course, it wasn't for free, but I gave lesson plans that literally all you had to do was to turn to the page, read it, and then teach that lesson that was there for you. No input needed from you. And it was designed to make it more fun. And I always said at the end of every episode, have more fun. And that's what I wanted to do, is to make things more fun for people. And then another pain point people have in Japan is, like, you know, I can't find my next job. So I try to tackle that. That's a much deeper issue, right? It is harder to get a non-teaching job in Japan, a good one, I should say. But it's still about how you have to put the work in and you might find it. It's a long road. It's not this easy thing that's going to happen right away. So in the end, it just takes the work from you to do it, to make it fun, you know, make your job hunt fun. And sometimes I know people can't do that. I know there's money issues and stuff and people are locked in situations. They have to continue being an ALT because they live too far away, blah, 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 blah. I know there's situations like that. I'm talking in general. You can't make a podcast about specifics, right? But what I wanted ALT Insider to be, as I hope it was for some of you out there, was a way to see how to be a good ALT and how doing, you know, caring about your job is fun. That in itself is fun, right? And I promise you, whatever job you do, if it is fun for you, it will be, the people that you're interacting with will also be having fun. And once the people that you're interacting with are working for having fun, you know, you won't have very many bad days, right? Now, is that going to last forever? No. I quit being an ALT as well because the fun wasn't there anymore. Even though as hard as I tried, I went in there and did all my best games and stuff and just like got the fun left, right? So I decided that I was done. And that might happen to you. That might have already happened to you. But before you blame other forces for not having fun being an ALT, you know, think about what you can do to make it more fun for the people around you and yourself. Because that's an important part of anything we do in life is to, you know, make sure we're doing it right. If you're not putting any effort in, you're like, oh, this job sucks. I don't care about this job anymore. Then it's like a bad way to start your day, right? Is going into a job where you're not even going to try, you know? And if you are in a bad situation, you know, take your finding your next step as the fun journey, right? Because that can be a fun journey. it can be a scary one. It definitely was for me. It's scary, you know, saying goodbye to the guaranteed money of ALT, but it was fun in the end. And I got a house now after that, right? I wasn't able to get a house if I stayed ALT. I wasn't. But now I have a house because a lot of things went I was lucky a lot of times. But also was lucky because I went at it and said, how can I make things fun for me? And I started ALTinsider.com because of that. You know, it was fun for me to try to help other people have fun, you know. And, of course, I got money from it. You have to, you know, I'm not saying, you know, it's okay to do stuff for money, you know, in the end. But I found my way, you know. And I still have a long way to go in my life, I hope. I'm still not that old. It's so crazy now when I feel like I'm the oldest guy. When I talk with like ALTs, I am the older guy that's been, you know, and I'm the ALT Insider Discord, which you should join if you're not there. I'm still on there. But people, now I'm the old guy there, right? I'm the old guy that's just, I'm not ALT anymore, but kind of it's the ALT group. So I'm kind of like the oldest guy that's still an ALT now in their group. So it's always funny to me, but, you know, it's just funny. It's weird. It's weird. So I guess I'll end it here. Thanks so much for anyone that's listened to any episode. You really did make it special. It was really special. It was a lot of fun. I want to say huge thanks to Peter and JonathanJapan.com for, you know, supporting the show. I mean, that really wouldn't be able to do a lot of stuff without their support in a lot of different ways. So I really got to say thanks to them for that. And yeah, thanks to Japan. Thanks to ALTinsider.com. Thanks to everyone out there that listened. Again, this is not a goodbye. I'll be back in some shows. I'll definitely be back next week in some shape or form with a new host of the show. It will not be me. But this is the end of this show, right? And the end of this form of the show. And it's been a good run. What am I going to do next? Some of you might be asking. I don't know. I got to do something, though. I can't do nothing in terms of creatively, you know? Will it be an interview podcast? No. I'm done with interviews. I'm done with finding people to interview. I can tell you that right now. That's one of the hardest parts of the job, and it's not always fun. But I got to do something, you know. Do I know what it's going to be? No. It's probably going to be after I get my house all fully set up. I'll tell you that. But that's it. I'm not going to hold this out forever. You listened. You are a true legend for listening, and I hope you listen to the last episode I'm on, which will be next week. And yeah, the future of the Inside Japan podcast, where it will go, who knows? I hope it blows up 20 times bigger than I was on the show, because I can still get some credit for that. I'll be like, yeah, I started it, though, so it's because of me, but just kidding. Anyways, I'm going to turn it off now. That is it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Of course, you can still find me everywhere on Twitter, on Discord, on email. I'm always available to talk questions, everything, so this is not the end of me being in, you know, on the internet, so see you guys. Thanks so much for listening. That is it. I got to end with the last three words, I guess I should, right? The final three words of me on the podcast will be, have more fun. See ya.
Once a week, 30 minutes. I'm probably going to upload these on Fridays since I upload a blog post every Monday on ALTinsider.com. That seems about right. So I think that about wraps things up. If you have any questions, please send me an email at james@ALTinsider.com and I'll answer you right away. Until then, as I will say every episode, please do your best to have more fun. See you next time, guys.
Thanks for listening to the ALT Insider Podcast. For more info on how you can have more fun working in Japan, visit ALTinsider.com. See you next time.